Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour four of the nation coming up in the expressway starting at 5:20. We'll take a look at the real biggest problem for your Dallas Cowboys and how it compares to those on the other 31 teams. We'll get to that here coming up in 20. It's time now for Chiefs football's finest. Here's Eric.
In the same vein as last week, C.J. Stroud win some games before you start dribbling a basketball in the pregame, right? Jackson Dart, win some damn games before you start wearing an iced out chain around your neck. During the game.
That's kind of his deal, man.
During the game, not tucked. It's out and about, bright.
Mock turtleneck chain, and he wears his eye black very strangely.
Got a lot of Jake Paul to him. Got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
His eye black's kind of met.
I don't even know what he does with his eye black.
I think he's got, it goes above the eye and then down below the eye.
He's like got the raccoon situation cooked up.
I've never.
Him and Brock
Hoffman. I'm always like against the quarterback that doesn't wear the good eye black.
What about the quarterback that's wearing the icy chain before he's even made a start? I mean, how many incredible quarterbacks in the NFL?
Oh, okay.
Was wearing icy chains floating outside their jersey.
Shador.
It's very Colin Cowherd of you.
He said incredible.
This is, yeah. Absolutely is. But let's just be real.
I mean, he could really make it bad if he's got a hat on backwards at the same time.
Maybe a visor backwards.
Marcus Russell probably had
totally
one.
Cool with that.
Probably good with it.
Yeah, okay. Again, you're making my case.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, good call.
Does he?
Oh, now you're questioning him.
I am.
That's a great get. Now it's like, oh, no.
I'm just saying win some games first. You know what I'm saying?
He's not going to win any games.
You're a gosh dang quarterback.
He might go 3 years for
that. At least put up some numbers. That's a good point. You are with the Giants. I'll lower the bar. Be a guy that all of a sudden we're going, oh, wow, how about this? Jackson Dart? Ooh, you kidding me?
Turning heads?
They're going to win some games with him.
That's for receivers and corners, man.
No games won.
That's not for your starting quarterback.
He's not the guy.
Bad decision maker.
Daniel Jones 2.0. Then he can go to Indianapolis and be awesome.
Hey, Daniel Jones is playing. He's
to get out of New York, man.
Right now. There's something about getting away from that Giants organization that really does something for him.
Dave's just needing to go back to Josh Allen, resurrect his career.
I think I would rather have rookie chain wearer than deer in headlights with my eyes too close together, Daniel Jones. Like, that's not the humble I'm interested in. That's not humble and stoic. That's, like, confused and a little intimidated.
Dawson wants a hammerhead shark as a quarterback.
Hammerhead shark? I think eyes too close together is actually a sign of low intelligence.
Like a Hey Arnold type vibe.
I think he was helped a lot by that Lane Kiffin. We'll see if Dave's can do the same thing for him.
No, I feel
for I didn't him like him as much as you did.
He's on a bad football team. Okay, Walchuk's out on him even before the icy chain, but I just think that's poor decision making.
I had him as my third quarterback. It's not like I hated the guy, I thought Shador was better.
Oh, I did too. I had Shador better.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at us. Yeah. We see eye to eye.
Yeah. Unlike Daniel Jones.
No.
Right, Dawson?
Yeah, no. I don't think anybody. I mean, Daniel Jones was a horrible idea. Then they paid him.
Eyes too close together. I've never heard that.
I heard
one guy said that this guy will never gain weight. I heard a scout say this one time.
Oh, really?
Guy said and it's Shante Carver from the Cowboys. Scout said he's never going to gain weight. And we said, why?
Oh, yeah.
Why? And he goes, because he's got gum disease. I said, gum disease? He goes, yeah, he's a chronic dipper. And so his gums hurt, and he won't eat food because his gums and his teeth hurt.
Oh, no, my god!
That was a scouting report one time.
That's an all-time scouting report right there. That's knowing your region.
Yeah. A guy, he knew it. He says, he'll never put on weight. His gum and teeth are bad. He won't eat.
That's crazy. Yeah. You would think it would happen to more dudes. There's a lot of chronic dippers.
A lot of dippers. A lot of linemen.
Dawson, you were a chronic dipper at one time, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I dipped for a while, probably 20 to 30-something there before my kids started coming up to me and being like, what's that in your lip?
It just said it all.
You know what? I'll just shut
is
it
out. That like so skinny? All of your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, they're picking up the Coke can that's got something in it.
Yeah. It's dangerous. Wolchuk got caught by that.
I roomed with Jeff Cavanaugh one time. My man let spit cups everywhere in the room.
Still not as bad as pee bottle guy, but I will say that's tough.
By the way, I got ball sacked. The eyes too close together, not a sign of low intelligence.
Oh, yeah, that's never been real. I thought that was just your thing.
Yeah.
That's never been real. I heard you say that before with Mike Bassett.
With Bassett. Oh, well, yeah.
It might have been real then.
Them beady ass eyes on his face.
It just seems that way.
We love you, Mike.
It just seems
that way. No, he's actually the proof of that.
Just a coincidence.
All right, so we'll have to monitor the chain of Jackson Dart and see how that affects his play.
He is going to be, if he's really good, he will be more hated than Brady. He's damn good looking, and you add the swagger factor in here. You know, people like the Chief are going to be jumping all over.
Rochelle Ryan's
and
a big fan.
And me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's in a Giants uniform, too. That's going to really.
Two days in a row, Dawson has told you what football players look good, by the way. I just want you to keep up with that.
Hey,
who was yesterday?
I can't remember, but I just remember Dawson was like, oh, yeah, man. And he's hot.
Greg Olson, by the way.
Dude, that square jaw, the butt chin. You know, if he'd shave his head, he'd be at the top of his game.
Yeah, he was cleaning up at the U all those years.
Oh, I bet he was.
All right, how about this? This to me is incredible. This is like the outlier football science experiment. And I guess Broadus was ahead of his time on it, so kudos to him. But this is a guy that I thought was more of a tight end than a quarterback. And now he may be the best in the sport.
Oh, Josh.
One of the most reckless players we've ever seen at the quarterback position, Josh Allen. Yeah. Doesn't wear an IC chain, by the way. Just for the record.
That's what we know.
The guy was thrown to cattle ranchers. What do you expect?
He was still, even into the NFL, he was as turnover prone, as reckless with the football as you've ever seen.
So embarrassing the takes that you have on quarterback.
The Dolphins went into Buffalo a couple years ago with Mike McDaniel when the team still respected him, with Skylar Thompson, and they almost beat Josh Allen because he was just like handing the defense the ball. Like it was ridiculous through the air, but then also from a fumble standpoint.
What are you trying to say?
He wanted more of a competition.
Yeah. This is incredible because ESPN Insights points out that the Bills have gone 8 straight games without a turnover, tied with the 2024 Chiefs for the longest streak.
Joe Brady might know what he's doing.
Longest streak since 1933 when turnovers were first tracked in the NFL. Wow. The Bills have won the turnover battle in 25 consecutive games. It's unbelievable.
Still couldn't beat the Chiefs.
The change of just like having a little bit more patience with the way you go about it. And it's worked out for him too. I mean, obviously they've won plenty.
When he got the MVP.
MVP, and he's still putting up gaudy numbers. It's not like he's become a shell of himself from a production standpoint. It's the best version of himself ever. And it's not like, he's the guy that's synonymous now with, hey, 4 touchdowns, but there's always those 2 Josh Allen interceptions that you can just guarantee, gunslinger style. He's not that guy anymore.
It's the new wife.
It's phenomenal.
I told you that many days
ago. He's not showing off.
I gave you credit on the front end.
You just didn't listen.
It coincides with moving on from Stephon Diggs,
too. I don't know about the turnover.
It does.
I think there's something to not having a number one receiver demanding the ball and you feeling like, well, I got to throw it to him. That's this guy or that guy.
Man,
it's annoying how
window
good
on that team,
how much you improve your winning chances if you commit to playing boring football. Like the leader over the last decade in one score games, Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. He gets aroused when he sees his defense run back out on the field. He's like, "All right, guys, it's time for the game to start."
What?
Offense, we're not going to throw it over. We're not going to throw it over the middle of the field.
Arousal.
We're not going to throw it down the field. And look
arousal
at this.
Arousal.
We won 20-16. Yeah.
Football arousal.
Oh,
real.
Yeah. The defense back out, boys.
He's pitching to bed. It's midnight here, boys and girls.
Yeah, this offense bondies. Stuff. We're just trying to get a first down, then punt.
This quarter brought to you by Blue Chew.
I think
seriously, the Cowboys did it with Cooper Rush. The Cowboys do it with Cooper Rush. They prove how successful boring football can be if you just don't turn it over.
Drew Brees said the same thing about the Eagles. Boring offense, but yet they're winning.
No, he said the most boring. He was like calling them like dang near unwatchable.
Unless they're thrown to AJ Brown, they are.
I was about to say what that tells me is he I guess just closed his eyes throughout the entire second half of that game versus the Rams.
Yeah, he turned it off.
They were rocking and rolling.
What's happened over the last 5 years, especially, is teams have become obsessed with stopping the big play. If you're trying to force the big play, they're going to get you, and you're probably not going to have much success doing it. You're going to force the big play, have a lot of incompletions, have turnovers, and lose the game while your fans are thinking, yeah, I like this offense. It's explosive. It's aggressive.
ESPN's already talking about the draft.
It's a specific draft show.
But they're talking about the draft.
First draft.
They got Mel Kiper on television this time of year?
Yeah, they do.
This is amazing. We might need to start Monday, Dawson.
Sounds good.
Well, I tell you what, they're probably going to lose to Green Bay 1-3, and then if they lose to Panthers, Jets in back-to-back weeks, it's draft time.
We're going
to
start
at 1-5, it's on.
I'll be watching.
Dawson will give us that big board. All of a sudden, we'll show up and be, it's a big board report. He'll give me one of those, and we'll...
No, who did you watch today, Brian?
Yeah.
Well,
here's your season.
We'll just alternate players.
Well, I have to bring the sad news now.
Oh, no. Who died?
Well,
what?
It's not like an actual death, but it is a death to an idea.
Who's kicking their dog?
Oh.
This is the guy that I thought was going to be the touch push stopper.
Watson?
Oh, no.
He thought he'd get active.
He didn't get hurt, did he?
No, he didn't get hurt. They just asked him, will he be
in shape?
They signed him when they said he was in good enough shape when they
did
signed
they say,
him.
Did you sneak
He's
off?
He's like 437 pounds.
Did you sneak off to the Bojangles while we were not looking?
Jeez, Brian.
What? It's good food. I love it.
It's incredible.
It's
no Williams, but it's damn good.
Yeah.
All right. Desmond Watson for the Bucks, who are playing the Eagles. Todd Bowles was asked if he was going to be active for the game. Simply, no.
Oh.
So we will not get the tush push stopper.
What's the point of even having
him? Why do you even have him on the team?
Come on.
Lay him down sideways, horizontally, across the line of scrimmage. You're not getting under this.
I'm here for that.
Dawson's stopping goals is what he's doing.
This is my one technique.
This is like his
it's like my one tech.
Hockey goalie, lay down.
He's going to lay down like Burt Reynolds.
Hopefully he's a little bit more.
Better go around, boys.
Escaped. Now
was a tough era.
How about Raheem Morris of the Falcons? Tough era because of just no razors were around.
Nobody cared.
Just clippers hadn't been invented.
No, body
nobody,
hair
nobody
was.
Nobody cared.
It was straight razor or nothing.
Like, everybody looked like Woolchuck back then.
I've seen the Jim Brown Playgirl covered
the
deal.
Bush push.
Unbelievable. What? You ain't kidding.
And it was tough growing up. I think Brian can relate to this in a time where that was okay my life.
It was way okay.
And then all of a sudden it became a big no-no.
Yeah. That must have been crazy for you. Like now all of a sudden you're having to adjust
on the fly.
How do I go about this? What are the tutorials?
I've never seen this before.
Yes.
Do you go with like a regular razor? Do you go with like one that goes, which is a scary sound down there?
And there's serious problems with both approaches.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Neither one. There's not a perfect. I don't know. I mean, he's not doing the laser stuff down there. But I don't know. I don't know what you do.
I'm lasering
comfortably.
And it's painful.
I mean, raise your hand if you have not had like a stage 2 gusher, at least.
Oh, yeah. I can't raise my hand
multiple Band-Aid situations while you're getting that whole thing sorted.
Especially when you're first
put a guard on these clippers.
I went to
Band-Aids weren't made for that skin.
No.
It was made for every other skin on your body.
No, it slips right off.
Falcons head coach Raheem Morris.
Yeah.
On Michael Penix. Still remaining the starting quarterback for the Falcons because he's been bad.
Michael Penix?
Penix, I don't believe, has completed a pass of 20 air yards.
What's going on?
The Falcons, I liked him.
The Falcons don't.
No, I did too.
The Falcons,
what's his problem?
I don't think it's him. I think it's the team.
There you go.
It's never the quarterback.
I've got my generational
It's the coaches.
The Falcons don't have a receiving touchdown for a tight end or wide receiver. So that hurts for guys like me who have Drake London on their team.
Okay, but has he been getting catches and yards? Is this like Trey McBride?
Not really. Okay,
damn
so Raheem Morris was asked about Michael Penix. Okay, the question is Michael Penix going to be remaining the starter?
Yes.
And his response is, Kirk lost his job last year. We're not even close to that with Mike. He had a bad game.
Yeah, we need there's no conversation.
He just completely drugged Cousins into the conversation.
Against Carolina, they didn't have a red zone trip, right?
I could see that being the case.
It's pretty embarrassing.
I think they did. I think they went a whole game without a red zone trip here.
I'll fact check you.
The Falcons gave...
You're
like,
probably right.
The Falcons only surrendered like 224 yards defensively, and they lost like 30-0
in the red zone. No red zone trips.
That was a surprise for me. I thought Penix was going to have a breakout year. I thought he was one of those dudes. He's
yeah, me
good.
Too.
Still early.
Oh, red zone's
but
not
they're definitely
good.
Going through some growing pains Whopping there.
0-0
in Atlanta.
There.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
In addition to the finest is in the books, we continue to point the finger at the real biggest problem for the Cowboys coming up next year to the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys. 105.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5-3 the Phantom. All right, welcome back. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30. LA Live at 5:40. This segment of the Nation brought to you by the On Time Experts. Yeah, the Athletic did some post some front office rankings here. NFL front office rankings. You know, I just wanted to bring this up. You know, because Dak's going to get some blame. The players are going to get some blame. The coaches they're gonna take some blame as well. There's no doubt the level of failure for this year's team is on the front office. So the Athletic asked 29 GMs, head coaches, high-ranking team executives to rank their top front offices in the NFL. They tabulated all the vote up, and you know, no big surprise here, but there's 15 teams that overall are ranked. Where do you think the Cowboys are?
They're probably not in the top 15, right?
Yeah, do you think they, got any like top five votes? Because you were allowed to place 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, and they gave you all the teams here that got any amount of votes. The Eagles, by the way, number one, yeah. Howie Roseman with 11 first place votes and 7 second place votes, and obviously everybody knows the answer to this. The Cowboys aren't anywhere to be found.
Yeah, they're low, huh?
Yes,
outside the top 15.
They
right?
didn't even, they didn't even do a write up about them.
I was going to say in the 20s.
Yeah, I would say that. You know, there are, I think, the Bears, the Jets, maybe the Browns.
You think they got dinged? You think they got dinged because of the Micah Parsons trade?
Probably.
This is post Micah Parsons, right? For sure.
And just the way they handled it. Not even necessarily like, just like the trade
how you getting
itself.
Rid of great
but,
players and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, for me, I think that could be part of it. It's just the way that the season has started with what Caleb Williams and Russell Wilson just did to you. Maybe the fact that you traded away Micah Parsons and thought we can still get enough pressure, you know, you're unable to.
Yeah, I had a coach in the league tell me that yesterday, that, you know, they over-evaluated their players.
I think that's been an issue for years. Yeah. You know, they think they're the smartest in the room sometimes.
It's unbelievable how bad this group of players is. And, you know, the fact that two of your best defensive linemen have been guys that have come from other spots, and Micah Parsons after week one was saying it's nice to be somewhere where everybody likes to be a dog that just runs and hits and you don't have to try to install that culture. It's already here. I think this is definitely a truth serum type of season for the Cowboys. And I want to see what they do next. Because I think some kind of drastic change is coming. This will be the worst stretch since the early 2000s that ultimately ended with the hiring of Bill Parcells. The Ravens come in second with 9 of the first place votes. The Rams are number 3. And I'd have a hard time, I think, not voting for the Rams, considering how good of a job they've done riding that yo-yo of being contenders, getting in a Super Bowl, trading a quarterback, doing it with a different quarterback, getting different defensive players. They got 3 of the first place votes.
Yeah. Still drafting pretty well.
Yeah, they're probably the most underrated when we talk about best drafting teams in the league because they've hit on mid-round guys.
That's the thing about that they've done. They did the F them picks thing, But when they had F them picks, they were picking in the third and fourth round.
And they crushed it.
And they were hitting guys.
I mean, they're getting Byron Young. They're getting Kobe Turner. They're getting Kyren Williams, Puka Nakua.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of big-time players for them have come on day three.
Well, the Cowboys need help. And one thought around the NFL today is maybe you should go look at the Tennessee Titans roster. And I did check. They have Xavier Woods, former Cowboys safety. I haven't seen any film of Xavier Woods, but he is their number one graded defensive player right now. The cornerback Roger McCreary could help as well, but the reason it's a discussion is they did trade a Jarvis Brownlee Jr., who was considered like a young up-and-coming and foundational piece. They sent him to the New York Jets, and Brian Callahan was asked, is this a fire sale about to happen in Tennessee? He said, I don't think so. That was a one-off situation unique to what it was. There's front offices around the league from now until the deadline that call everybody in football every day, and they're all looking for different things. So I can't say whether or not there will be something more or nothing more. It's hard for me to make any predictions about that or stake any statements about that. But, yeah, Brownlee was considered one of the cornerstones on which Denard Wilson's defense would be built. The Titans, now under a new regime, have adopted a motto to draft, develop, and retain talent. But this trade does not jive with that idea. You got a couple injuries here with the bird turds. The turds of bird, they should be 2-1. They're 3-0 thanks to a blocked field goal there against the Rams. Rams had them like, what was that, 26-7? And watching that in the second half, you could see it coming. As soon as the Eagles scored their first touchdown, I think they have like some championship belief and confidence and resilience in them, but I don't think they're clearly the best team in the NFC anymore. But anyway, starting edge Nolan Smith strained his triceps, and that injury has now landed him on injured reserve. He could return November 10th for a Monday nighter that might be for first place. They're going to take on the Green Bay Packers Monday night, November 10th. Plus, Zach Bond with his knee, he did not practice today either. How good are the Eagles? What do you think? Power rank the NFC for me, Wolchuk.
I mean, I still think the Eagles are good, and it's unfortunate because I was really – I mean, it's not that I didn't think they'd be good. I just don't know if they'll be able to sustain health. I mean, Lane Johnson –
1-2 right now.
Getting hurt. Yeah, like, right. So, like, if I'm power ranking the NFC, I'd probably put number one as of right now, Tampa Bay. I love what Tampa Bay's got doing. That streak that they've got with 11 straight games where they've run for over 100 yards and not allowed 100 yards is incredible.
Doing
and
it with
they've
injuries.
Got the Eagles' number. And they've played through injury 100%. I'd probably go with the Lions. And then I think you can maybe probably just put the Eagles at three, but I'm
Packers?
Not going to do that. I'm going to put the Packers at three, followed by, I guess I'll put the Eagles because they're undefeated. But honestly, I can't talk about the Eagles and be fair. I just hate them so much. I know myself, and I'm biased as hell and just want the Eagles to suck.
Where do you put the Rams? Because to me, the Rams, they gave away a game the other day.
Oh, I totally forgot about the Rams. They were my Super Bowl pick. I put them ahead of the Eagles, too, even though they beat the Eagles. I think that they're better head-to-head.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that the Rams at 2-1 are a team. The team that, to me, that's kind of fool's gold is San Francisco at 3-0.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Tampa, I would say Tampa, the Rams, you know, I think Detroit, man. You go into Baltimore and win a
Detroit
damn
was
game
a super
like
impressive
and maybe, win. And maybe Baltimore's not the team that they've always been, but I think that's damn impressive. Detroit's done this under Dan Campbell. They've gone to Kansas City and won a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
And they've gone to Baltimore and won a Monday night game. Now, those are teams those are teams that are hard to deal with. I think Philadelphia is a team that's kind of like a little bit like San Francisco. I think they're fool's gold right now.
Yeah, good depth in the NFC, but no clear number one. I guess you could say that about the AFC as well, although those teams are significantly better. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Good afternoon there, Tolos. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. Replay the champ at 2:30. Yes, we do. It is presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can find me on social media at Lucky Lucius, P-L-U-C-I-O-U-S, if there's anything that you think we should be playing. All right, this is Dave.
Send him everything you got, guys.
Yeah, yeah. If you think something is awesome on the internet and it's just a video, don't send it to me, bro.
Just
send me everything that you think is cool.
Yeah, send him anything you want. He loves to just look at videos all day.
Memes.
Yeah.
Memes.
Oh my
god,
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going through some of the stuff in here, and I was showing Carter. I was like, "Look, what can I do with this?" I'm telling you, Carter, look what I do. All right. Anyway, Champion Audio right here is going for day number three. It is Fred from the Fan After Dark. He did this on the weekend show, but he just forgot where he was.
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios. Thanks for turning it on, leaving it on. 105.3 The Fan.
Welcome in H-Town. Let that each and everyone on board on a Sunday morning.
H-Town.
Oh, my God. Did I just say
somebody rocking off in the boots.
Stop staring at your tattoo.
You want to start that from the top?
Run the intro. Run the
remix. Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what.
Just made you bang.
Oh,
my
goodness. It's been a rough morning. Welcome
start
in
again,
DFW.
Start again, Kevin.
Welcome in DFW. My God.
Give a chance to do it all over again. Just
let's just start over.
Pause it. Turn
on,
the music
second,
down.
1 second. Let me reset this.
Yeah,
oh,
reset
Lord.
This. Quiet, everybody.
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios. Thanks for turning it on and leaving it on. 105.3 The Fan.
Welcome in DFW.
Out of way, Freddie.
Man, CA stole the show in the background.
I know,
yeah, cracking me up. Every time I hear it, I hear another one of his lines come through.
All right, let's see what we got.
I think that's the second time Fred's done that. Three tell times me, and you're
bro.
Out, buddy.
I'll tell you.
Watchdogging that.
That's what the program director shows you. Come on here in my office. I got some clips where I want you to hear.
Got some analytics for you.
Sound
here.
Check.
Yeah. The numbers indicate this is not your first time.
Make sure you hide that Astros tattoo, please.
Not sure if you're aware, there's a Houston DFW rivalry.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, I think it was Eric. I think you sent me this one, Eric. Or you put it on my radar. RJ Choppy's best birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Listen to this story, bro. Chop is a savage, by the way. This girl had a whole condition, dog. This girl had a whole condition, Chop, bro.
Well, my favorite birthday experience ever would be my first birthday experience in college.
21?
No, I was. I would have been 18. I would have been turning 18.
Okay.
That's when I had my first college dalliance with a lady.
On your birthday?
3 weeks into college. My first dalliance. We came home after a penny pitcher night. I had 7 pitchers of beer. She had 5. All right. So we were going back to the I was walking her home.
Gosh, both of them just bloated.
Absolutely just obliterated. And it took us an hour and a half to walk probably 3 city blocks.
Penny pitchers?
Penny pitchers. So it was $5 to get in. And then penny pitcher, a penny a pitcher.
Nice.
Oh. We went upstairs. We fooled around, and she kind of, sort of
peed on me.
Peed on me.
What the hell did you just say?
She went to bed.
She went to bed.
Not the way you wanted.
She went to bed.
Nobody.
She went to bed.
Okay.
Why do you think she would be pissed off if you said it?
And then I told her. We wake up the next day. I said, you know, you went to bed. And she said, yeah, I figured I would. And I said, I'm sorry, what?
What?
And she said when she drinks, she would do that.
Wow.
She would wet the bed. So she had like rubber sheets.
Bro, she had rubber sheets, bro. He said 3 weeks into college, like he's patting himself on his back.
His first dalliance.
I can't take anymore. He's either super desperate or has no shame. I don't know which one it is, dog.
Hey, I know the trick. Penny pincher night.
Penny pincher night with the girl with the plastic sheets.
That'll get it done. Yeah, that might have been something to tell me around.
Go in, man.
What a disgusting human being.
Oh, it's crazy.
Choppy was like, I thought that was me. Sorry. You sure that's not my business?
The good bit was, afterwards he said they went and hung out. They did a road trip. And then when the girl got up, they were all staying, you know, before Airbnbs were a thing, they like rented out a house. And she gets up and he just puts down a bunch of newspapers. And then she comes back and that's the last time she ever talked
to him. That's an awful joke. Because you swam up that stream, bro. You swam up that stream. Now you're making fun of her?
Unbelievable.
There's no way either party involved should have been up for more after that. Right?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll never see each other again. I would have really appreciated you telling me that on pitcher one.
I think she was in the click. I think she was part of the click. They was
Oh, no. She was part of the crew.
She was part
you
of
couldn't
the crew,
just
bro.
Ditch her. She's going to be around your buddies.
She's one of the guys.
Oh, college dating. What a dumpster fire.
That's Tennessee, man.
Rubber sheets.
Rubber sheets. Man, that's crazy, Chop.
The Tennessee Volunteers.
The Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, that, I think that's when you realize you're not born to be a drinker.
That's crazy. Girl had a condition. Hey, good for you, Chop. This is not one, but I like how Sandler dismounted the show earlier today.
Winner.
Thank you, Sands. Have a great night. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Have a good night, buddy. There you go. The goodbye was too long. Had to go. He's had enough of me, clearly.
162 Bluetooth games. Bluetooth. Blue Nail games. I was saying.
What?
That was flubby. Very flubby of me.
That's weed.
Very flubby.
You getting into that Delta bottle over there?
I felt like it that one time, man. That wrecked me bad. God, that wrecked me. You guys are like, oh, this is good. Brought us, you'll like it. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Chrissy's Corner.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, bro.
It was.
Them edibles are different. You have your whole day planned. Like, I'm going to eat this little gummy and I'm going to have a good time. Dawson's, make sure you eat that gummy, you are stuck and there's dragons chasing you. And you're like, damn.
Dawson's
the
like,
paranoia.
You like mushrooms, man? It'll be good for you. Yeah, go for it.
You like I mushrooms? Was not in the building when you took that shot.
I
showed up and you're like, yep, just took two of those.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this should be interesting.
That was just one act goofy today.
American Shaman Eric was like, oh, yeah, this is going to charge you up. Yeah, you'll be energized.
Charge me up by 5 o'clock.
Hey, that's not how he said it, too. Oh, man, this is going to charge you up, man.
Charge
you up.
You feeling a little tight?
Don't mind my Viking jersey I got on right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sands. Have a great night. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Have a good night, buddy. Yeah, see ya.
That's just perfect.
The timing is so,
is so good.
Incredible.
Got to go tell the players the question you just asked me.
So good.
Can you imagine this dummy?
All right, let's
can we
see.
Nominate Brian live there for the impersonation of himself?
All the flubs.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I was very flubby.
Oh, my God. All right, this one, last one. Going to run a second. This woman brought some energy to the wrong door.
Uh-oh.
Door cam caught it all. You got to do your research before you just bring this bad energy to somebody's door.
Can't do that.
What are you looking for?
Hello? I'm looking for Betty Ruth. I'm looking for all the people that you got up here that belong to me.
Hey, I think you at the wrong house, lady. You need to get away from my door. Ain't no Betty Ruth at my house.
This not Betty Ruth house? Is this
no,
not
ma'am,
is this
not
Robin and
no,
Betty
Ruth? No, ma'am, it's not. You need to make sure you got the right house before you start talking to
her. Ma'am, calm down. I apologize.
Calm down.
Hold on.
Ma'am, I apologize.
You better get the f*** away from my door.
I have no problem. I said I apologize.
You don't crazy. You don't even know if you at the right f***ing house. Ain't no Betty Ruth in there. So get away.
I'm sorry, baby. No. Close your door. Close your door. Your mama on the phone. Close your door.
Shut that door.
I just apologized to this young lady, and she, I made the wrong, the wrong house.
Right, you don't come to nobody's door.
I made the wrong house. Close your door. Close your door. Ma'am, I do apologize.
Okay, get away from my door.
I do apologize, but you don't want no damn smoke from me. I apologize.
Come back down that road.
I will. Come back. I said I'm leaving. Shut the fuck up.
How not to do it there with the lady and her neighbor trying to claim the kids.
It was that calm down. It got her fired up.
It got her wake fired up, yeah.
Okay, lady, calm down.
Nothing crazier than trying to apologize to somebody and they're taking it like, oh, here's my invitation to go harder at you. I guess you just walk away at that point.
Damn right you sorry. Yeah. Be like, oh, come on. Yeah, I know
is
what
it,
you mean.
Fred Davis, our 3-time champ, one of the texters said he looks like the offspring of BTK. Of course, the Kansas serial killer, bind, torture, kill, terrifying story on that gentleman. I see the resemblance, by the way. I can't rule it out right now.
Neck of the woods, right?
RJ Choppy's birthday, his favorite birthday memory. Sandler dismounted the show. Door cam caught the bad energy. I'm gonna vote for Chop and the penny pitcher crew out there in Tennessee, Chief.
I'm gonna vote for Jared.
Lucius.
God, dog it. Chop.
Well, Chuck.
You are Jane Chappie.
Right.
Sandler.
By a score of 3-2. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion once again. Been a while since RJ Chop has graced the championship, but he's back. Tune in every day at 2:20 if you miss who the champ is. Lucius replays it for you. And speaking of Lucius, let's stay in the Pimp Cup for LA Live.
It's a Butt Naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James. Bam.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
Stepfather was cool as hell. He did the coolest shit in the world. He would bring, he had like, this when like Super Nintendo came out. He would come over and bring his Super Nintendo. It's the coolest shit in the world. We didn't have a Super Nintendo. All the new games, all the accessories and shit, he bring that shit up. Man, y'all play the game. Mario World. Play the game. Enjoy yourselves. We look forward to him coming over. And I thought about this recently. I was like, oh, shit. He was letting us play the game.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. We would play that game for, you know how kids get focused. This is brand new technology. Like, we ain't never seen this. We locked the in. I can't remember him ever finishing the game with us. He just slowly backing out of the living room like, yeah, I got it.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Step Pops right there. It was two games being played, baby. Two games. Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to DFW's very own Miss Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday. Shout out to the gods, too. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. This is God Body. Peace to the gods. Speaking of gods, I know y'all are on that new Jay Elect album. I think he dropped like four on us. Jay Electronica, four albums. And I'm digging those memes that are popping up. Me whenever Jay Electronica drops. I'm liking those right now, fam. Hope you're having a fantastic day out there, Tolos. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Let me do this real quick. Hold up.
Eddie Sefko, Dallas News. Avery, what was your impression of that Wade's drive to the basket there on the guy and got the free throws?
You tell me. What was your impression?
Unfortunately, nobody cares about my impression.
No, but you tell everybody here. You tell us. What was your impression?
My impression was he got two free throws out of it.
No, that's all right. That's a political answer. So, let me ask you the question again. What was your impression on that play? We're waiting.
Did he get fouled?
Jeez.
I'm asking you the question. What was your impression?
I'm done. I don't know what to say. What do you want me to say?
No, I want you to give everybody an honest answer. We got people from Israel and Minnesota, Chicago, all over Dallas, you know, Germany.
Germany?
I'll follow up with another question if that's all right.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. The
don't stutter.
Oh no.
Coach Avery right there, if you're not familiar. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Butt Naked Wednesday.
Don't stutter.
Yeah, don't stutter is nasty. That is nasty work right there, bro. With all these coaches taking L's lately.
Yeah, I think for Avery, it's like, you're trying to get me fined. You're trying to make headlines. I'm going to talk about the refs and get dinged 15 grand. I think that's why the coaches resist that kind of stuff.
I can see that, maybe, possibly. But a lot of coaches have been taking L's.
Yeah.
Mike Gundy's gone. Damn, Mike Gundy. You got the WNBA moved on from the head coach of the Liberty.
Yeah.
Even though she's taken to the finals twice,
she is super successful. Yeah.
I just wanted to take a moment right here and give some local coaches their flowers. Okay. I have a question for the Tolos right here. Name a DFW coach that deserves some flowers. Name a DFW coach that deserves some flowers, y'all.
Reginald Samples at Duncanville.
Yeah, Samples did make the list. 100% Samples did make that list a few times.
Did Duncanville get beat last week?
Yeah, Waxahachie or something like that.
Waxahachie got him, I thought. Yeah,
sure did. I think it was about 1 point or something like that.
They did 28-27, I believe.
Yeah.
It was a good game, too. Yeah, DFW coaches that deserve some flowers. I got answers like...
What about a guy at TCU?
Which one?
The Dykes.
My dad's guy?
No, Sonny Dykes.
Oh, Sonny Dykes.
Yeah. TCU. They're playing big time football right now.
Okay. Giving his flowers, man. Ain't mad at it. It was a question. I got answers like Barry Rose at Rockwall High School.
Yeah. Oh, are we talking about high school coaches?
Yeah, anybody. School. Oh, anybody.
I'm sorry, I thought you were just coaches.
It can be anybody at any level.
Scott Surratt, Carthage, Sam Harrell, and Ennis got texted in. That's a good one.
I'm sorry.
I'm more of a pro sports guy, so I was going to put your guy Rick Carlisle up there, top of the food chain.
Rick Carlisle didn't make the list a whole lot. People love Rick Carlisle, apparently.
Oh, Ricky, man.
I mean, the players learn to hate him. And by learn, I think within the first couple of days. But dude just gets results.
Man, I've totally got
three
this
teams
wrong.
In the finals.
You
Randy
did it right.
Allen at Highland Park.
You did it right. Wins. If TCU is playing good right now and that coach got to where it's supposed to be, that's, hey, come on now.
Yeah, I wish we, okay. Good.
I'm mad at
Eric
that.
Morris at UNT.
Somebody said Coach Randy Allen, Highland Park.
Yeah.
Winningest coach in Texas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just wins. So where's the fedora?
Coach Eddie Peach. Arlington Lamar.
Okay.
Old school coach.
Here. Old school coach right there. I mean, legacy. If you go through Arlington to certain areas, it's like Peach Road, Peach Elementary. Yeah. Eddie Peach is everywhere. Some recreation center named Eddie Peach. Good God. I just thought somebody else had one.
I'm just kind of like trying to figure out who the good high school coaches are. I feel out
That's
of my
okay.
depth right now.
I got a whole lot right here. James Mays, South Oak Cliff.
Okay.
They say he recently retired with one hell of a coach. Just want to give him his flowers while he's here.
So Coach Todd.
Coach Todd. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, Coach Todd. Yeah, for sure. I remember when R.C. Slocum showed up at a South Grand Prairie practice one time. I tell you what, everybody's back got straight all of a sudden.
Yeah, we're all hitting now.
Yeah, we were all hitting. We were all trying to show off, and then the coaches were trying to show off like they were trying to get themselves a job. Yeah. Come on, guys, run through the line. Come on, You're positive. Doing a good job there, 14. I was like, get out of here. Get out of here, bro.
Yeah, come over here, RC. I got some stories to tell you about these guys.
Rodney Webb, Rockwall Heath, Josh Hoover, TCU, played for him.
Yeah.
Coach Parker at Bussey Middle School? Is there a Bussey Middle School out here?
Where's Bussey at?
Shout out to Coach Parker, but where
right
is
in the
Bussey?
Coach Bussey.
What's that ETA looking like?
Where is that at? Yeah, man, these coaches out here, man, they put a lot on the line. I got this clip right here from Baltimore. They had a good game. They were talking to this coach after the game, and listen to this, bro.
On to next week, but we got the win. 32.
So, in terms of changing something, what would you change in today's game? Let's go. Let's go.
Shooting right after the darn games. Putting my life on the line to coach these kids. Jeez.
Too many people around. I mean, there's witnesses. There's potential innocent victims. It's just a bad idea.
Way too much. Joe Gordon, Arlington Seguin, head coach. He's building a great program, they're saying out there. Coach Edward Hunt at Sherman, Texas. That's why I said he's the best coach ever.
Bearcats?
Yeah, it's the Bearcats. It's the Bearcatch. Coach Earl Thompson, Coach Galen, the Redbird Raiders.
Claude Mathis, Soto.
I remember the Redbird Raiders. I played for the Irving School District little football team. And then my dad's friend, kids play for the Raiders, Oak Cliff Raiders. Yeah. It was just different. It was just different, bro. I was like, why are these kids going so hard?
Yeah.
It's like the little tykes.
They were going hard, bro.
The tykes.
The tykes.
Yeah, they were just going hard, slamming the ball at each other. It was like, y'all are eight. Coach Balsack made the list for some damn reason. Pete DeBoer. There's Rick Carlisle right here. Will forever be my favorite Dallas head coach. R.I.P. Johnny Oates made the list of the greatest coaches out here in the DFW area. Johnny Oates.
Ted Williams.
That was 1972. We were bad. We were bad, like 60 and 102.
The Ted Williams?
Yeah.
The Ted Williams is the first manager of the Rangers. Well, cool. in Texas here.
Oh,
somebody said Bussey's in Garland.
Yeah, Bussey? It's got to be.
Bussey?
I heard that. I thought it was out more towards Roy City.
Is it Bussey Middle School?
I don't know what it is, bro.
Is it spelled like it sounds?
Yeah, Bussy Middle School is in Garland.
I need that to be a university.
Is it Busey's?
Busey's, yeah.
Busey's.
So my aunt calls Bucky's.
That's in Garland.
We went to Busey's and we got all this little stuff.
What if their nickname is?
OG Ron Washington. People love Ron Washington right there. Put him on the list.
Goat. The Owlettes.
This guy was E.D. Bussey.
Bussey's the Owlettes, by the way.
E.D. Bussey?
His name is E.D. Bussey. He was a superintendent of the Garlick schools in the 1930s and 40s. Its mascot is the Owlette? Owl?
I'll take your word for it.
The Owlettes?
Owlettes?
I'm sure you're reading that
school right. School colors are black and gold, and they were inherited from Garland High School.
E.D. Bussey is crazy.
It really is.
Yeah, Coach Steve London.
It's crazy.
He sounds like a government, one of those guys that hunt down people like Elliot Ness guy. E.D. Bussey was hunting down Bonnie and Clyde.
Ray Gates, North Crowley. He has three consecutive 12-plus win seasons.
The state title.
Okay.
Riley Dodge, South Lake Carroll.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Todd Dodge.
Probably the best team in Texas yet. Todd Dodge. I love Joy right now.
I thought he had the best name.
Somebody said Jason Kidd. Went from on the edge of being fired to the finals. Got to give him some love for that.
Jason Kidd's a hell of a ball coach.
I feel like they're being trolling right here. This Tolo said, the Rangers hitting coach deserves some love.
Ouch.
Shout out to Coach Ben. Yeah. It was great today with Sean and RJ.
Yeah.
God, no.
The old
hitting coach, the new hitting coach?
I don't know which one. Did you say?
Both of them?
Both great. How about the UT Dallas pitching coach, Mr. Dutch Oven?
Yeah.
Derek Holland.
There you go.
Yeah.
Coach Holland.
We need to go out there and watch him coach one day.
Yeah.
Out there, you know.
I hear he's like Peyton Manning in those SNL skits.
Throwing the ball at the kids.
Just beating kids.
Go get the kids.
Wagging them.
Yeah. Doing his hairy
teach him how to hotwire a car.
Yeah. Coach Nick Justin at Kimball. Kimball High School.
Hey, nice.
Basketball coach, by the way.
Oh,
right
there. There they are. Great basketball school.
Yep. Coach Nemo Boxing Gym. Shout out to Nemo. I want to go over there myself and get my jab crisp. I feel like I'll be too old. There's a bunch of young cats in there. I feel like I'll walk in and try to work on, you know, they'll feed me to the beast. What else?
Derek James is here, isn't he?
Yep. Derek James is here.
Trainer of the year one time?
Yeah, trainer of the year. I ain't trying to go that hard. I just want to get that jab crisp. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the jab and then the step to the side, like the footwork part of it.
Yeah, the footwork.
What's the jab and the duck? What's the spin? You know, when they kind of duck.
The shoulder roll?
Yeah, you gotta go underneath.
Shoulder roll, bro.
Yeah.
You know you're in trouble if a dude does that.
Yeah, you're all the way in trouble.
Okay, I'm done, dude. I got to get up.
We good.
Got a daughter.
You can have the parking spot, fam. Yeah, I got a daughter, dog.
I got a daughter.
I got to go.
Got to run.
It's been a great time.
Yeah, go talk to Cauliflower, your guy over there. I think he wants a piece.
I got a daughter.
Louisville Fighting Farmers head coach Michael Odell.
Yes, Michael Odell.
Giving him some love.
Doing a good job with the Fighting Farmers.
How do you know so much about high school football, Wolchuk?
Well, I covered it for a long time. I mean, I did 3 years of the Denton ISD Game of the Week, and then we did Friday Night Stars in Frisco out of the Cowboys podcast studio for 3 years. So,
okay. That was fun.
Good answer.
Yeah. I was around it for a while.
I was thinking, like, you were in high school, like, studying all the teams and stuff.
I was big into that. I mean, my Plano, that's the last time we were good, was when I was there, and we had a chance to win state. Ever since then, we've sucked.
It's the curse of Wooly Bully.
We got the 12th highest paid coach in the state.
Wow.
Can't get a damn playoff win.
I saw that top 10 list. I was like, wow, they're really doing this.
Are you pocket watching your coach over there?
A little bit.
No, he's scoreboarding.
Why don't we not lose 56-0 to Allen?
We're scoreboarding.
I mean, like, Allen's trying to hold him to a standard.
There's no
we
shame.
We haven't beat him in 20 years.
But there's no shame to that. It's Allen.
It's
damn
shameful.
It. They never
can't
lose
stand
a game.
Those jerks.
Hey, speaking of high school football, I'm going to take you to Colorado real quick. Lakewood High School.
Oh, Lakewood.
Coach D. Fowler. This is a halftime interview. His team is up 31-0. This man has won 19 state titles out of his 20 years of coaching.
Good God.
Listen to this. Halftime interview. Team is up 31-0.
Coach, great first half. What did you see?
In my opinion, we played a bad first half. Making too many mistakes. Too many penalties. I'm not happy, so I'm finna go in here and address all of that.
I'm not going to address all those.
Coach, how about you know what the score is?
How about the halftime reporter asked the question, Coach, great first half. What'd you see?
What'd you see? Tolo's miss Al Harris. Shout out to Al Harris.
Al Harris.
Yeah. Coach Todd, Coach Gilbert, Coach Mays over there in South Oak Cliff. This Tolo says anybody that puts up with Jerry Jones's BS should be Coach of the Year. And that's it, man. Give some love to your coaches out there. My name is Lucius Alexander. Mm-hmm. I'll be black tomorrow. Oh, yeah. And my wife's dad, he used to coach like everybody my age and a little bit younger. And you played baseball in Grand Prairie. You know who that is, Mr. Franklin, Coach Franklin.
Coach Franklin.
Coach Franklin. All right, coach my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. So it's time. I'm out. Peace.
There he goes. L.A. Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Well, Chuck, we have any baseball to talk about?
Yeah, we do. We've got not good news for your Rangers star, and Boach is going out on a heater here. That's next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.